A reminder, if you're cruising during hurricane season,
if you buy the insurance plan after the hurricane is named, you're not covered for it.
That was Dan Skilkin of TripInsurance.com. Currently, Tropical Storm Florence is diverting a handful of cruise ships. Carnival Horizon, Carnival Pride, Royal Caribbean's Grandeur of the Seas, Norwegian Escape, and Dawn, and Oceania Cruises Serena are all being diverted because of Tropical Storm Florence. Florence is expected to redevelop into a major hurricane by mid-weekend. It could possibly impact the southeast later next week. A Kansas man has been charged in federal court with killing a woman earlier this year aboard a Carnival cruise ship. Eric Newman, 53, of Topeka, Kansas, was indicted for second-degree murder. Newman was traveling with his wife out of Jacksonville, Florida, and said she fell from her balcony. And finally, Crystal Cruises just revealed details of their 2021 World Cruise. This 139-day sailing aboard Crystal Serenity will take you all through Asia, the Caribbean, the South Pacific, the Middle East, and key wine regions throughout Europe, such as Lisbon and Bordeaux. If you're wondering the price tag, well, it starts at $46,199 per person. A look at the closing bell. Carnival Corporation closed at 62.06, up 32 cents. Norwegian Holdings closed at 53.37, up 17 cents. And Royal Caribbean closed at 124.36, up 32 cents. Get more stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.